Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started. The recording has started.
Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for this day and for how you allowed us one more chance to pray and send up our communication unto you. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will have your way today. We want you to move today on this broadcast. Let somebody know that you are alive. Oh, my God. We pray that you will save today.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for this day, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy. We thank you for this broadcast. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on every listener. We pray that you will touch and bless. Grant the petitions that have gone up before you. Help us to look to you and trust in you as never before. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover and bind every evil work cast out Satan. Oh, my God, heal Satan today and fill with the Holy Ghost. Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them to receive the word of God that they might live thereby. Bless in a special way. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We're dependent on you. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray that you will have your way and let thy will be done. Oh, my God, send thy word. Send thine anointed. Let some soul be blessed and help somebody to receive the word of God that they may repent of their sins and give their life to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on all those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. We know thou art a healer, and we know that you are yet working miracles. Pray that you will look on Dr. Sewell. Touch her right now, Lord. Heal her body. Oh, my God, I know you are able to deliver. Touch her. Give her strength, oh, Lord. Help her to continue to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word. For your word is true, and your word cannot fail. Pray that you look on Darnell Williams. Continue to heal his body, giving back the activity of his limbs. Help him to seek your face. Help him to give his heart to you, his mind, body, and soul, that you may use him. In the name of Jesus, saving, O Lord, filling with the Holy Ghost. We know you can do it. We pray that you look on all of those that are bereaved, their loved ones touched right now. We pray that you will lift heavy burdens, strengthen and comfort your people everywhere, those who are going through tests and trials. We pray that you will bless and keep them, help them to stand and to go through. Oh, my God, we pray that you look on this ministry in a special way. We pray that you will bless it and prosper it and help it to grow, that souls might come to you and give their life to you. In the name of Jesus and Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your mercy. We thank you for how you spared our lives and have given us another chance to praise you, lift up your name, and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, I pray that you continue to take control. Have your way and let your will be done. And we say thank you and praise God. We thank God for this prayer. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast on this afternoon. We are live in service. We thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May. And we are located at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue here at Holy Temple. Praise the Lord. We invite you, if you're in the area, stop on in and worship the Lord with us. And right now, the service is going in progress, and we're going to have our opening scripture read by Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen. Praise the Lord. We're looking to have a great time in the Lord on this afternoon. Praise be to God. I feel like praising God. I don't know how y'all feel today, but I even brought my guitar to church. Praise the Lord. I don't know what it's going to sound like or anything like that, but I'm just want to give God the praise, give God the glory. So at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture by Dr. Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And then the opening scripture is going to be taken from the 47th number of Psalm. Yeah, Vanessa Hameen, she's ready over there. Yeah, you all could see her on this guitar. The 47th number of Psalm, in the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, it reads, "O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved, Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together.
even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word, the 47th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses throughout its entirety. And at this time, we're going to open up a praise service and do an event. God bless you.
Having to restrain me, you know, be quiet or anything like that. That feels good. I thank God for it. And I thank God for everything you've done for me. Most of all for converting me, sanctifying me. Thank God for letting me see another birthday a few weeks ago. Thank God for that. Thank God for everything you've done. Most of all for converting me and sanctifying me and giving me to get to the Holy Ghost. Please pray my prayers in the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see the end of the of a saving on the tree of glory that be lit my heart in your path home at last together we talk oh I want to thank you.
Thank you. God, I tell you, one day I want to see him in peace. Oh, hallelujah. We began to sing that song. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Oh, praise be to God. When I look upon his face, I want to know that there is peace there. Glory be to God, because we surely do have to stand before God. We're going to have to stand for the judgment seat of God. Oh, praise the Lord. And I want to know that my works were pleasing before God. Oh, I thank God for that sermon coming through her. Oh, I want to see it. Look upon his face. Dare to sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. Glory be to my God. I want to lift up my voice. I want to glorify the name of the Lord. Walking on the streets of gold. Hallelujah. He talked about the pearly gates. One day we'll enter into those pearly gates. Glory be to my God. Hallelujah. I don't know what side you might come in on. The west side or the east side. North or south. Whatever side you come on in one of those gates, we can walk on the streets of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We can meet in heaven. Oh, my Lord. Glory. We can lift up our voices and give God the glory. He talked about the tree. Hallelujah. The leaves of the tree for the healing of the nation. No more COVID. No more cancer. No more sugar diabetes. Well, thank you, Lord. No more sicknesses. No more diseases. And no more dying. Well, glory be to God. Hallelujah. My soul is happy today. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, and I want my name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I want my name to be written in the Book of Life. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we're going to have to give account for all the deeds we've done in our bodies. Everything we've ever done, we have to give account. Oh, hallelujah. But because of Jesus shedding his blood, he forgave our sins. He died to take away the sins of the world. Lord knows I want to see him. I want to look upon his face. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. I want to go skipping, jumping and leaping on the streets of gold. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, yes, Lord. I just want to see him. Welcome us home. Welcome us on in to his kingdom to sit down at his table. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just sit around at the table of the Lord and feast with him at the supper right there in the heavens. Thank you. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At the marriage supper. Ah, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. I'm happy. I'm happy. My soul is happy just thinking of what the Lord has prepared for us. He said he was going away to prepare a place for us, a beautiful place. Oh, my Lord, heaven is a beautiful place, and I want to be there with the Lord Jesus. As long as I know Jesus is going to be there, everything is all right. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And according to the word of God, he's going to wipe away all tears from our eyes. He's going to wipe them away. No more sorrow. No more disappointment. No more pain. No more trouble. No, nothing else. No work. No traffic. No problems. No drugs. No alcohol. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's going to be a clean place. A beautiful place. A peaceful place. Oh, praise be to God. Oh, I want to see him. I want to look upon his face. Hallelujah, praise God. I want to see a smile on his face. Because as the Baptist Cathedral began to go forth, and she began to say, one moment, it's going to pay for a lifetime of tests and trials and troubles and problems. Hallelujah. One moment in the kingdom is going to pay for everything that we are going through down here. So let's keep on holding on. She got me all stirred up. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, I thank God for that sermon that she began to bring forth. And I say of a truth that it's a blessing to be here praising the name of the Lord. Oh, God is a mighty good God, and he is truly worthy to be praised. And I love coming here praising the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a mighty God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We got to do so much more. We got to do more for the Lord. Praise God. We can't just be down here and not do what God has called us to do. Because when you think about what the Lord has done for us, how he went away and he prepared this place for us, a street paved with gold, pearly gates, all the beautiful emeralds and all the different stones, precious stones that are there. Oh, glory to God. No night. Just nothing but light day all the time. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the Lord is preparing it for us. There's a crown that he want to put on our head. Oh, my Lord, thank you. After all that he's done, coming down here, giving his life, suffering, and going through the cross and all the persecution and everything that he endured, nails driven through his hands and his feet. He did it all for us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. His dying was not in vain, but he died to save the world. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can't live any old kind of way and expect to see his face and hear him say, well done. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We have a work to do. We have to do our part. We have to do what God has called us to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you're in sin today, it's time to repent. It's time to turn away from the world. It's time to come to Jesus. It's time to give your life to him. It's time out for going on your own way. It's time out for doing your own thing. But it's time to surrender to the Lord right now. It's time to give up your way, your world. Give it up. Hallelujah. If you have to give up your job, give it up. Whatever you need to give up, just give it up right now. Hallelujah. And surrender to the will of God. After all he's done, after all he's done, he's still not done yet, but he's still doing great and mighty things because he is a good God. He is a loving God, and we don't deserve anything from him, but by his grace, hallelujah, we are saved. By the grace of God, we are saved. We are here right now by his grace. We didn't do anything to deserve it, but by his grace, oh, hallelujah, and he's willing to forgive you. He's willing to take away all of your sins. If you're listening right now, if you backslid on him, it's time to come on back. It's time to return unto the Lord with your whole heart. It's time to make up your mind that you're going to do what God has called you to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. Today, maybe there's someone listening who's ready to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Right now, the door of salvation is open. The invitation is extended unto you. Why don't you come? This moment may be your last time. It may be your last time. Will you repent today? Will you accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Praise the Lord. We're going to go to God in prayer. Amen. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith. And we're praying for anyone who desires to be saved. We're praying for anyone sick in their body or carrying any affliction. Praying for anyone desiring something special of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us call upon the God of our salvation. And let's believe God together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask for mercy. We repent before you, O God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, and we ask for forgiveness. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all of our shortcomings, for our faults, Lord, for our sins, O God. Blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquity. In the name of Jesus, Lord, clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Wash us, Lord. Purge us, O God. Sanctify us. In the name of Jesus, we call on you, Lord, because we need you right now. We need a touch from you. Lord, lay your hand upon us. Touch our bodies. Touch our hearts. Lord, touch our minds. Work on us right now. Lord, make us all over. Mold us, oh God. Shape us and form us into the vessels that are pleasing unto you. Not our will, Lord, but let your will be done. Lord, help us while we're down here. We want to do your will, but we can't do it without you. We need you to show us how. Give us guidance, oh God. Lead us, Lord Jesus. Take us by the hand and show us the way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are praying for those, oh God, who have opened their hearts to receive you, to accept you as their personal Savior. Forgive their sins, Lord, and take them away from them. Clean them up, Lord Jesus, and fill their souls with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, be merciful and save them today. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God, on behalf of those who are sick in their bodies, who have terminal conditions, who have some type of illness, Lord, or any kind of affliction. We are praying for miracles, Lord. We're praying for healing, oh God. We're praying that you'll restore their health in the name of Jesus. If any have committed sin or done anything you're not pleased with, have mercy, Lord, and forgive. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible. Have mercy right now, Heavenly Father. We call on well. Have mercy and send deliverance. Lord God, speak life into those who are dead in sin. Have mercy and save them, Lord. Deliver their souls. Go, Lord Jesus, into the prison and the jail, the detention centers. Have mercy right now and save, Lord. Look on those on death row. Oh, my God, they have a soul and they need to be saved. Save them, Lord. Deliver their soul. Save them, Jesus. Save them, Lord God. Give them a chance to repent in the name of Jesus. Only you, Lord, are a God of a second chance and many more chances. And we are so grateful. We're so thankful that you gave us another chance. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, we believe you today. And we're taking you at your word. We believe you for the comforting of those bereaved of a loved one, someone close to them. We believe you today for the saving of souls, Lord. We believe you today for deliverance of those who are bound today. Lord, we believe you for the healing of those who are sick, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for our miracle. We thank you for the way being made, for doors being opened. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for everything you've done, for what you're doing while we're praying. We pray, Lord God, that you'll continue to bless us and bless this ministry. Let this ministry grow. Lord, add to the church. Add to the church. Just to be saved. Look on the youth everywhere, my God. Preserve them, Lord. Set them apart and use them for your service. Remember all of those on every prayer list, one by one and name by name. Have your way, God, and let your will be done. Lord, remember Darnell. Bless him, Lord, continually, and his family. Lord, save him, Jesus. Save this family in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember Pastor Sewell. Lay your hand upon her, Lord God, and bless her in a special way. Oh, my God, move upon her, Lord, and work a miracle. We believe it and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord, to do it now. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for prayer. Thank God for his touch. I can say of a truth that the Lord has touched me here today. And I feel like praising God. I feel like giving God more praise, more glory. because he is truly worthy. We just thank the Lord for all things, and we're not going to prolong the time, but moving right along. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have remarks. We have Evangelist May on the line. Amen. We're going to give way that she may go ahead and have remarks. And then we're going to have Evangelist Kadita to give remarks. She brought forth such a beautiful sermon on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And if any other clergy is on and with the and desire to have remarks, you're welcome to tune in right now by dialing 551-241-6677. That number is 551-241-6677. You are certainly welcome to tune in and give remarks. God bless you, and it's me.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for the message that came through Evangelist Khadija. Praise the Lord. She was going forth, going to it. And I thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen at that anointed prayer. I tell you, God, it is good. I tell you, she prayed out of her soul until the Lord blessed her, touched her, and she began to praise God. And I enjoyed it. Thank the Lord. And I thank God for this broadcast. I want to encourage our listeners to continue to listen in to this broadcast. The Lord is blessing, and we thank him for it. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the broadcast. Even the message that Evangelist Hameen, that Evangelist Hameen began to break forth. Amen.
Praise God. Just got a double header today. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And we just thank the Lord because it feels so good to just come here and worship the Lord. You know, like come into the sanctuary and just give God the glory and the praise. And when we think about that, how that we'll be before him every day. And never get tired. Oh, glory, hallelujah, just before him and worshiping and praising him and never get tired. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Can you just think of that? I know our minds can't really contain what it'll be like in the hereafter or in eternity, but just try to think about what that's going to be like. Being there in his glory. You know, the Lord said he's going to bring us angels and all his glory. And oh, glory, hallelujah. We'll be able to look upon his face. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Right now, we can't look upon his face and live because we will surely die. He is so holy. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's so holy. Oh, glory to God. Amen. We could not look on him right now, but we'll be able to look upon his face and live. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. I'm just so thankful. Was there anyone else on that wanted to have remarks? Amen. You're welcome. Praise God. Well, we just thank God for this service today. And I'm telling you, I cannot be still. You know, I feel stirred up, stirred up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, glory be to God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why not have a radio revival? Hallelujah. Let's reach the radio land by revival. Amen. Praise God. We need a revival. You know, our souls need to be revived because sometimes you have it in your mind, you want to do it. You want to get out there, you want to do something for the Lord, but then things just keep coming up, and things just keep pushing that back that you want to do for the Lord. But just go ahead on before God and get revived. And I'm telling you, when you get revived, nothing's going to stop you. from doing what God wants you to do. You are so revived. You can't stay in your house. You just might have to stand on your porch and start preaching. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Things like that happen when you get revived. Oh, praise be to God.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord Jesus. When you get that strength that you need, going before God, fasting and praying, denying yourself, you know, you get that strength, you get that power. Nothing can stop you. And if the Lord lays something on your heart, you're willing to do it right then and there. Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
God. But let's go ahead on and let's get that close to God. Let's go after God like never before. Praying. That's the answer right there. Praying before God until
Amen.
Something happens. Pray
yes.
until the power comes. Pray until the holy
mm-hmm.
boldness comes. Amen. When the enemy
yes.
try to stop you or rise up against you, then you got holy boldness, and you can just talk
mm-hmm.
the devil right on down. You can actually tread on that serpent, and you can tread on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. That's the word of God, and you can stand on that word. I still feel like preaching. I'm coming on in, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. That feels good. Amen. I'm just enjoying the Lord right now. So just if you don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead on and enjoy him. Amen. I'm just going to go ahead on and praise him. And if you will, just join in with me before we close out. I feel like I just need to get a praise out. Do you have a praise
All
in
right.
you? Do you have a praise? You
okay.
just got to get out. Come on, let's get that praise out right now, right now, right now. Maybe I'll go get the guitar and get on there and maybe, no, but this praise is on the inside. I got to get that out. Help me get it out. Well, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to do this every day. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It feels so good to give God praise. When the praises go
yes.
up, the blessings come down. I want that every
Amen.
Day. So let's send up the praises every day. We do thank God for this broadcast on this afternoon and for your patience. Praise the Lord. We invite you to tune in again. Amen. Come on back on Friday at 7 p.m. I believe that'll be the day after Thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. But we can still tune in and listen to the broadcast. So we invite you to tune in on Friday at 7 p.m. if it's the Lord's will. And please continue to keep all of those who are on the prayer list in your prayers, and let us continue in prayer one for another. And we do thank God for Evangelist May. And I just want to ask her to come on back because she'll be on tonight, Lord's will, with her broadcast, The Gospel Truth. And I want to ask her to come back and give that information for anyone who wants to tune in tonight and get another blessing. Praise God. So God bless you, Evangelist May, if you don't mind.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. We thank the Lord to be on the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight at 7 p.m. And I don't have the number in front of me, but anyway, I think it's 945. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
945-218-0218. And that access code 584-7681.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Maybe you want to give that one more time.
Yes. So the phone number is 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-7681.
Amen. So make a note of it. Go ahead, Evangelist May.
Yes. So, yes, we are expecting to be on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight at 7 p.m. And also on Tuesday night, we have the Oldies for Goodies in the Gospel, which is 7 p.m. And we look forward to having a good time in the Lord. Those oldies, I'm telling you, but they are good. And I tell you, you can still feel the anointing from the messages, even though it was preached way back when. So we invite you to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So you don't want to miss that. So make sure you make a note of that number and tune in, praise God, tonight and on Tuesday night, Sunday night and Tuesday night at 7 p.m., praise God. So we're grateful. We thank the Lord for this broadcast on this afternoon. Yes. And this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. Amen. We actually had a live service today. So, again, we invite you to stop in if you're in the Baltimore area, Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple Church of God, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. You are welcome to stop in and worship the Lord with us. We are here at 3:30 p.m. on the first and the third Sundays. Amen. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.